Mary Stack, and I play Georgie Sullivan, who, with all her many years of hula hooping and taking photos of other photos, is pretty sure that time travel and threatening predictions are not how those are supposed to work. And yet, she finds that for that to happen here in Brindlewood Bay, well, she's not entirely surprised.
Hi, I'm Willow Wilson, and I play Renette Bollinger. And once more, I'm saying it, I'm the canonically most dedicated music buff in the squad. This bit never really got a chance to land last time around, but I'm banking on it.
It's not going to land again. I'm Holling Curtis, and I play Birdie, the town menace who's staying away from boats, boys, booze, and bodies of water, but honestly, just the boats.
I'm Jonah Knight, and welcome to Roll to Metal. This is part one of A Snake in the Bluegrass by Gabriel McCormick. It can be found in the unofficial Brindlewood Bay Mysteries Collection over on DriveThruRPG. There is a link for that in the show notes, but for now, let's just get going. Okay? Let's go. The camera is flying over the St. Lawrence River. Late afternoon. And here we go, descending onto Brindlewood Bay. The streets are pretty filled with traffic. Oh, this looks like touristy traffic. It's all stop and go, bumper to bumper. And there we see Ringo at a stoplight. Let's go inside, shall we? And here we have our mavens. And they're en route to the Brindlewood Bay Community College campus. Hey, Renette. Happy birthday.
Oh, my God. Thank you. You know what? It's a big one. Moving on from my nicest year of 69 over here to join my good friend Georgie up in the year of 70. And this is gonna be a fun birthday for me, I think. I'm really excited for this.
Yeah. Hey, here it is, Labor Day weekend. Mm-hmm. And you've gathered your friends and you're all on your way. You know what? Let's get to that in a second. Let's just flash back a moment.
Yeah.
Renette, bring us back to when you told your friends what they were gonna be doing for your birthday.
Okay. Well, we're probably at like a coffee shop. We're at coffee, as we often are. And okay, girls, hear me out. Now I know
I'm already stressed. I hate when you say that.
Now I know none of you are really like big music fans, but let me just
starting out strong, Renette.
But there's this group. They're like local legends. I've been following their whole career. It's Delia Mae James and the Wailers. This just amazing group flew to the top of the charts, just kind of like inexplicably, but like explicably, because they're amazing, you know. So they've got all these wonderful hits. And as a side note, not as Renette, because this is a bluegrass group and because I have no personal affinity to that, I have looked up 100 greatest bluegrass hits. And anytime I'm asked to pull up to do a song, I'm just going to change a word of the title of one of the hits. It's going to be great. So you can Google that and play along if you want.
Okay, awesome. I'd like to know the name of your favorite song this band.
Oh, well, let's see. The number one hit would be The Noon Bus. The Noon Bus.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
It's a good one. A second has got to be the Tennessee Foxtrot.
It's a nice modern take on a traditional one, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Third, I've got to say, would be the Misty Hill Crumbling Time.
Huh, I'm not as familiar with that one.
Yeah, the Misty Hill Crumbling Time. It's
the fuck are you talking about?
these are song titles.
No, I haven't heard of this band. I haven't heard of any of these, and I know I know all music.
You know,
I know everything.
You know all about bluegrass? Because obviously I'm a big bluegrass buff. I have a very eclectic taste. In my day, I've kind of scooped up, you know, fixations in all sorts of niche areas. So you probably never heard of it, but like it's fine. That's why I want to take you guys to this concert for my birthday, so I can share this thing that is so important and so formative to me and who I am as a person with my friends.
It's going to be so fun.
Wait, we have to go too?
Yeah, that is part of the deal.
Okay, for your birthday.
Yes.
So it is a birthday thing is required because it's your birthday.
Mandatory.
Okay. I don't know if you know this thing about me, Renette, but I don't really love change. And I don't love new things that I'm not accustomed to very much.
Yes.
Includes a band that I've apparently never heard of, even though I should have, because I'm feeling very attacked right now. I know it's your birthday, but like, I'm going to need you to send me, like, at the very least, a cheat sheet.
Oh, yeah, of course. Don't worry. We've got some time before the concert. We're going to be listening to nothing but Delia May, James, and the Wailers from now until
you said
then.
You said that like there were commas between the names. You said it like it was Delia, comma May, comma James, comma and the Wailers. You know,
the punctuation.
How many are there?
The punctuation.
Which ones are the Wailers?
The punctuation is kind of just dealer's choice.
Yeah, sometimes it's fun to just say the name of thing in like a thing in like staccato. You know?
Yeah,
it's just a good
dealer's choice or Delia's choice. You really have to enunciate.
Oh, so, yeah, that's one of their songs too, probably. Delia's choice. That could be something.
I start looking them up on Google. Have I heard of them?
You Google, have I heard of them?
I think, Birdie and Georgie, there's a good chance that both of you know something about this band. Georgie.
Oh, they did Rock and Rolly Top.
Yeah, hi.
Georgie, they came from Brindlewood Bay. They are like the big local band that made it good and then got out of town. And they were real big for a little while there, as big as group bluegrass goes. So they certainly haven't played in Brindlewood Bay in over 10 years or so. So you may have a little bit of knowledge of something here. And Birdie, it would surprise me. I mean, unless you have a complete block for all things bluegrass. They're up there. They're probably on the Oh Brother, Where Art Thou soundtrack.
Nah, I think she probably will have heard one or two, but I don't think she listens to it purposefully. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is not the kind of thing that I admit I usually listen to if I have a choice.
Well, it's not your birthday, so.
That is true. That is true. You've got me there.
I do. I do have you there.
Well, happy fucking birthday, I guess.
Thank you.
And so because it's Labor Day weekend now, this is kind of the last big hurrah of the summer for all the tourists. So, and, you know, with Delia, May, James, and the Wailers reuniting after a long hiatus, there are definitely people here for this big event. There's really only one place on the island of Brindlewood Bay that could hold a concert of this magnitude, and that is the Brindlewood Bay Community College Polo Field. How is the Brindlewood Bay Community College polo team doing this year? Or how are they projected to do? Because I guess school hasn't started yet.
I didn't know we had a polo team. Do we have a polo?
What's polo?
I think, is that the thing with the horses? Or is that the water one?
I think the water one has water in the name. So I'm going to go with horses.
Okay. I didn't know there were so many horses. Are there horses available?
It's a polo shirt that has a little horse on it, right?
Are there enough horses available on the island?
Yeah, now that you think of it, every time you get out of the town proper and get out into the woods, there are these little signs that like have pictures of horses crossing on
them. Secret horses.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
I feel like I should have known about this.
I mean, I'm sure that you've talked about it at some point.
All right.
We have a lot of meetings about the horse conspiracy. Where are these horses coming from? Where are they going? What do they know that we don't?
All right, here you are back in Ringo. The horses have been a little more prominent in conversation since you realized it was going to be on the polo field. How much time are you giving yourself to get to the concert?
All of it.
You want to be early? You want to be prompt? Like, what's the goal for the day here? And tell me about these tickets.
You told me 2 hours incorrectly.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Don't worry. Renette wants to get there early, especially with all the traffic that is bound to be happening. So she did tell you 2 hours earlier than the early hour that she was already going to want to leave. So
what kind of a concert starts at 4?
The best kind.
Yeah. You ain't never been to a Whalers concert. You ain't never
seen.
They
got to start early because they party hard.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what they say. Start by 4, end by 6. Great day.
I mean, Renette, being the one who has arranged this, would probably splurge for the nicest tickets within reason.
Near the front of the stage, somewhere in the middle of the crowd. Mm-hmm. Are you bringing blankets and a picnic basket to sit out on the lawn?
Probably on the lawn, and our picnic basket setup is all catered by coffee and whatever the other bakery was. Brindlewood Bay Bakery. Brindlewood Bay Bakes. Bake cake. Brindlewood Bakes.
Christina's.
That's the one.
Okay, so you've got a nice picnic. You got some foods. You got something comfortable. Did everybody bring something comfortable to sit in, to sit on?
Okay, listen, that commercial I sent you back during the holidays where the one friend Amazon orders for her other friends the cushions for sledding, I'm telling you, Georgie's brought seating for everyone. We've got cushions.
I knew you'd do it.
I'm gonna come through.
You always come through.
Well, you are here roughly when you wanted to arrive, Renette. It is kind of early. There's definitely traffic outside. There's definitely people around. There are already people here. A lot of college students. I mean, I guess that makes sense. Hey, as you're going through security with your tickets, there's Caliban.
And hey.
Hey.
Good to see you.
Yeah. Arm on the shoulder, little rub on your back. So, you know, I'm going to be out here working security. If you need anything, should be fine. Should be a fine concert.
Yeah. Just be careful. Wherever we tend to go, stuff tends to happen. So, I mean, definitely enjoy the parts of the concert that you are able to see while doing your job, but stay alert.
Oh, I will. I will. Alert. Have a good birthday, babe.
Lucas.
Birdie,
okay?
Birdie mimes gagging, but actually Wretched's kind of loud.
You need a lozenge?
Yeah, actually, I do.
Okay.
Got something in my throat.
Okay, well, I don't have one.
Oh, well, great. Thanks. Thanks so much.
And you make your way onto the polo field here at Brindlewood Bay Community College. Their signature team here. And you can see that it is starting to fill up. Hey, there's a group of college kids over there playing hacky sack. I think one of them you might recognize, that Isaac kid back from that grocery store murder. Oh, yeah, there he is playing hacky sack. Oh, there's Rowan. She's got a red cup, and it looks like she's ready to get out there and listen to some bluegrass. Over there on the other side, there's Dickie Jr. He's just, looks like he's hanging out, waiting for something to happen. Oh, and there's concessions. Oh, you know what? That's right. Christina was going to be here running a bakery stand. So in case you need anything else, she's got some snacks. And you've got a little bit of time. You're looking for a nice spot here on the lawn with a view of the stage. People are coming in. Is there anything you'd like to do in this time before the music starts?
Where are the drinks?
Oh, you know I came prepared.
Okay, because I also, you know, BYOB, obviously, anywhere we go. But, like, do they have...
Bluegrass-inspired cocktails? Let's see.
I don't know.
Let me pull up my list of bluegrass hits and see if I can create some cocktail names. All right, let's see.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, back to number one on the charts. We've got the Midnight Tequila. I don't know. Kentucky...
There's a cocktail called a bluegrass, is what I'm...
I knew that. There's a Tramp on the Street. That's a regular bluegrass song that sounds like it could be a cocktail. Just no modifications needed.
Yeah, we're done with no sex bit. On the beach, just a tramp on the street.
Yeah, it works. I think we nailed it. This bit is done.
Great.
Sure, you have drinks. You've prepared some Tramp on the Streets. You've got some... secret bottles of something in case you find a mixer or not, I guess.
I drink straight grenadine.
It's a fine choice. From where you are, you can see that the people on the stage are still hopping around, still like plugging some things in, moving some things around. The back of the stage looks like they pulled the tour bus up behind, kind of peeking out the side. And as you know, the whole polo field does have like a loose tree line around most of it. You know, there are some college kids over there. Look like they're trying to hide out in the trees, listen to some music. But the place is filling up. It is close to showtime. So everybody excited?
I'm so pumped.
This will be such a treat.
Yeah. Oh my God. I haven't been to a concert in years.
You know how I feel.
Oh, and how's that, hon?
So stoked.
I'm so glad.
Yeah, these garbage barrels are already starting to overflow with trash, plastic cups, paper plates, half-eaten muffins. There's lots of students hanging around. Oh, look, that little group over there seems to be have a lot of smoke coming out of a little mass of people. Smells a little...
I light up a joint just on the green.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's probably legal enough. Hey, it's a big bluegrass concert. It's nice. It is about the time for the music to begin. Taking the stage. Here's Hank with his guitar. Oh, opening act.
Yeah. Is it just Hank or is Cheeseburger Paradise? Paradise Cheeseburger? What was his band name? The remaining members of that band.
Yeah, hey, everybody. I'm Hank. You may know me from Paradise Cheeseburger. We're kind of in a rebuilding stage right now, so it's just me. I know we're all here for Delia Mae James. We're all real big fans of the Wailers. And he leads a round of applause.
Renette is going absolutely wild. Just... obnoxiously so.
You know, I don't really mean to bring everybody down, but I'm only gonna play like one song because you're not here for me, but I've had a real rough time lately, and I'm just gonna play one song from maybe the world's greatest songwriter, left us too soon, Mr. Jimmy Buffett. This is a Pirate Looks at 40. And Hank starts to play.
Mother, mother ocean.
And everyone's like kind of quiet.
I have heard you call.
Some emotions out in the crowd. Lots of people singing along.
Water, since I was 3 feet tall, you've seen it all. You've seen it all.
And he gets to the end of the song. And he mostly makes it through. There's a couple of lines that didn't come out as smooth as he would have liked. But there's a good response from everybody in attendance when he finishes. And he just kind of bows a little bit and doesn't look like he can speak anymore and just kind of goes off. There's some silence up on the stage. Couple stagehands come out and start moving some things around again.
was beautiful, and we're only just getting started.
I think Birdie probably has his phone number from something. I think we got phone numbers somewhere, but I think she just sends him a heart and a cheeseburger. And she's pretending like she wasn't crying and did not give a standing ovation and was not singing along the whole time.
Well, the crowd is all trying to build their excitement back because it's here. It was a little below the surface. We had a tribute that people were not expecting, but people start to get a little more excited. There's lots of moving around in the crowd, especially out here on the lawn where y'all are. I think, Renette, that you recognize someone here. You didn't quite see where she came from. You look sort of like in front of you, and there's a lady, like, very quickly putting a blanket down and sitting on it. And, like, she's shifting around, looking around to see if anyone noticed. Kind of pulls a hat down over her face. And I think you recognize her because she's the former mandolin player for the Wailers. This is Faith Hadley. You had heard some rumors about some shakeups within the band, but nothing concrete, but there she is.
Interesting. I inconspicuously nudge my friends and say, don't look now. But that woman over there on the blanket.
What? Where?
Don't. It's better you don't know, but there's a woman over there on a blanket just sitting alone looking real uncomfortable. That is the former mandolin player for the Wailers. Like, but what's he doing here? What's he doing?
Should we invite her over?
No. Oh, I don't. I
just call her up.
You know what? Actually, you know what, Birdie? I think that is actually a really good idea. Hey!
I mean, better than finding her sitting alone. I mean,
yeah, you know, I'm gonna stand up and walk over and say, hey, I see you're sitting. Are you waiting for anyone? You don't have to be sitting alone if you want. You can join my friends and I.
She realizes that she's just been identified, kind of looks around, like, no, I'm not here. I'm just here by myself. Thank you. Thank you. You're a fan? Were you a fan?
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I'm proud of all the work that I did, but, you know. No, I'm okay. Thank you. I appreciate that. I just, I came to this concert with all these people just to kind of, oh, it's not a secret. I hate her. Mm-hmm. And this is going to suck. This is going to be a train wreck, and I'm going to love every second of it. I'm going to love it.
You know, I really.
Oh no, I like you. Energy. Come sit over here.
Yeah, actually, you know, you're welcome to sit alone if you'd like. But honestly, my girls and I, we love that energy. I mean, I'm a big fan of the musicians, obviously. But like this energy, we want to see more of that. So you can join us if you want.
Yeah.
Just let the offer stand.
No, thank you. I'm okay. I'm not even going to stay for the whole thing. I'm going to watch her fall flat on her face again.
Oh, okay.
And then I'm going to go. I'm just going to go and I'm going to have a good time by myself tonight. Thank you. Thank you. Hey, you don't have to buy any more of their music. I don't get any more royalties, so it won't come to me.
Oh, good. Interesting. Okay. Well, enjoy or don't enjoy or as you were. Bye.
Thanks for being a fan. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And she kind of like pulls out a hat and tries to like pull it down over her big red hair. And so hopefully nobody else can recognize her. She should have done that earlier. And hey, out of nowhere, this guy just walks out on stage. Yeah, he's got a fiddle and he just like starts playing, walking around on the stage. A little bit later, he's joined by, hey, that's Waylon. He's a long time fiddle player for the Wailers. Long crazy hair, It's just been getting longer. I don't know that he's ever cut his hair since he's been in the band. And pretty soon he's joined by Donnie, the longtime guitar player. He comes out, and then there's Juan Ramirez. He's the banjo player. He's out there. And the three of them are kind of just doing some instrumental stuff. And the crowd is into it. There's a lot of whooping and cheering and stomping and having a good time. What's the name of this song? The instrumental one.
Oh, this instrumental one. Let's see. Where are we on this list? This would be Salty Cat Blues.
Yeah. In fact, there's someone right next to you. There's this this guy with he's got his black glasses on and his short trimmed brown beard. And he leans over to the three of you and says, this is one of their instrumentals. It's called Salty Cat Blues, in case you didn't recognize it. Yeah,
I know.
It was on their second album. It's on the second album. They don't usually do this one live, but sometimes they do a beginning to the concert, and then it's just the instrumental part.
The instrumental part, yeah, yeah, because it's one of the B-sides that wasn't originally. It's the one that they had wanted to release on the first album, but then it didn't.
They didn't have this one written for the first album.
No. Who asked you?
What? You looked really confused, so I thought I would just give you information about the band.
No, none of us are confused. Thanks.
Oh, okay. Fine.
No, we're all super big fans of the Wailers.
I guess not if you thought that this was written for the first album, because it wasn't written until after they were off tour for the first album. It was written for the second album, but that's fine.
They wanted to release it with the new recording of the first album that the record label made them redo, even though they were like, dude, we want to start doing new stuff. It was a whole thing. They had drama. It was in a memoir.
So Pearl and Tassel are in the basket because, of course, they came along and their little heads are poked out because they're just like, cats in the name of the song. It's about me. And then this guy leans over and just won't stop talking. They just, you know, the mean cat noises. They give him a big old growl and a hiss.
Yeah,
sling of the tail.
Oh, I don't think you're supposed to bring cats here.
These aren't cats.
With the cats, I see cats.
Actually, I think you should probably mind your business.
Jeez.
Really? I give her a high five.
Community feel has really changed.
Yeah, don't you know Waylon, the fiddle player, is a notorious fan of cats and loves cats anywhere that he goes. And that if a place doesn't allow cats, he refuses to play there. Dude, there's usually horses running around this field. This is like the one day that there's not horses running around this field. A cat that may or may not actually be here is gonna ruin the ambiance. Let's enjoy the music. I love this part. Okay. I don't know if you know this, but this is the part that Donnie and Juan collaborated on, mostly separate from the other members, and that's why this song is not disjointed, but they had a lot of collaborative effort bringing the different pieces together in a way that was harmonious. Like, you can tell with the bridge. I know music words.
And then Georgie says, but mostly you're just killing the vibe. And here's the thing, she's been sharing the joint with Birdie because it is a concert. And yeah, Georgie was young once.
Yeah, you're killing our buzz, dude.
Right. I just got told off by a bunch of 70-year-old women.
Listen, we're here to have fun with our girlfriends and enjoy music. We don't need none of that.
Damn right we are.
Also, I don't give a shit if I don't know any of these words. I'm still allowed to have fun here. Thank you very much.
Exactly.
Do you want a joint? You look like you could relax a little bit.
No, I don't. I'm just here for the music. I just want to listen to music.
Oh, make sure it reminds me of my ex-husband. Can we move our picnic blanket?
Can we move our picnic blanket a little further away from this guy and a little closer to our friend sitting alone on the blanket over there?
Oh, Faith?
We're not going to say that name out loud.
Yeah. Hey, she's not there anymore.
Oh, fascinating. Huh. Oh.
Yeah. But as you start sort of shifting around, and her blanket's gone too.
Okay.
As you start shifting around, you do notice somebody else. Actually, Bertie, you might recognize this person because he's kind of well known. You might have read some of his work. Lance Blaylock, the music journalist, he's here.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, he looks like he's dressed for the 90s. Yeah, no, he's kind of big. Like, even as the number of music magazines have reduced, if he writes a review, people pay attention.
He also blogs now.
He does. He does. Some very spicy stuff.
I point him out. And I'm like, this is actually like a big deal, I guess.
Would expect no less in the audience of Delia Mae James and the Wailers.
But it's interesting, though, because... So what's the deal? Has it always been Delia Mae James and the Wailers? Or was it just the Wailers first?
Am I allowed to just canonize stuff? Or
Do it.
Okay. So originally, Delia Mae James was a solo artist, and the Wailers were somewhat established group with a few hits here and there. But then the record label, they worked for the same record and the same company, I guess. Record label, that's the word? Yeah, cool. And they were like, okay, well, how are we going to keep these people going? And the thing is, Delia Mae James, like, very talented all over. No shade toward her talent. But the rumors are that she's the secret love child of the CEO of that record label and a very famous musician, possibly Jimmy Buffett. But I don't know if we give, we don't, that's just one of the rumors that a lot of names have been brought up. But, you know, the even having that rumor in existence has allowed her to really, like, strings have been pulled in her favor to really skyrocket her career. So yeah, the record label brought them together. It was a whole Fleetwood Mac situation, right? With bringing Daisy Jones and the Six, you know, that whole thing. Is that
Daisy Jones and the Six? Yes.
Okay. Was it the whole Daisy Jones and the Six situation?
Yeah. No, that was good. I like that. That was very riveting.
It was the whole. Yeah. I don't know. I never watched it.
It's a good show.
I don't actually know if the narrative that I'm telling is aligned with that.
Narrative schmerative. It's close enough.
Yeah, Delia Mae James was brought in and was like, okay, record a few songs with the Wailers. And then it became Delia Mae James and the Wailers. And like the Wailers couldn't go like separate after that, as that's just how they're known. So they kind of got trapped into the whole thing, but they also got a lot of fame and a lot of opportunities and a lot of renown from the pairing. So it's kind of just gone that way for a long time.
So go back. You said, sorry, love child. That's very interesting.
Yeah.
As soon as she gets on stage, I'm going to stare at her because I feel like I want to roll for it. Roll for recognition.
I mean, you know, I don't give too much credence to those rumors. Like, but like nepotism in the business, 100% is happening nonstop. So strings were definitely pulled in her favor. But I don't know if it was the exact, like, if she really is like the, you know, secret illegitimate child of two famous people or two big wigs in the industry. But, you know, connections are connections. Could be anything. But that's the story.
And they're in their second song now. This one's a traditional. What's this song?
Oh, this one. Let's see. This one happens to be... Just a Little Conversation with Jeebus. It's number 7 if you look it up.
And you're having a good time. I mean, there's like some chatty people out here. You're recognizing people in the crowd. And everyone seems to be having a good time. Everyone's getting hyped up. There's a lot of sort of dancing going on to these instrumentals. And that's when a lady comes on stage. Some cheering goes up. Oh, and then it sort of calms down a little bit. This isn't Delia. This lady's wearing a bomber jacket. She's got her boots on and she looks frantic. And she pushes these guys out of the way and grabs the microphone and says, "Okay, the concert's over. The concert's over. Sorry, we're going to have to, everyone should probably, all right, Delia's dead. She died. And everyone should probably leave now because the concert's over." And she spins and runs off stage.
Shit.
No.
No.
We're not leaving.
Yeah, obviously we're not leaving, but that's,
seems like this bluegrass has turned into brown grass because it's wilted.
Blood. I don't know. We don't know how she died yet, so it might not be blood. let's maybe hold off
Yeah, we'll figure out the pun once we know.
We'll make light of this legend's death later.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm just going to point this out that, Birdie, when it's your birthday, maybe we shouldn't go see some kind of performance because it seems like there's a trend here where the star.
Oh, hey, dies. You know what we should do? You know what we should do for your birthday, Birdie? We should go see my my ex-husband.
No.
We should see my my fourth spouse, absolute dipshit. We should go visit and see. Just, I'm sure he's got an art show or something going on. We'll go check that out.
We have to harness this power that we've.
I know. Yeah. There's a magic to this. It's very dark and
we're not doing shit on my birthday. Okay.
You know what? That's fair.
Book club.
Book club.